from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, there's never any BS when it comes to black tie moving. They're going to show up when they say they're going to show up. They're going to stay on the budget that you guys agree to. It's going to get done quickly, efficiently, and professionally. That's the experience every time with black tie moving. Give them a call, 316-6196. They can help you whether it's cross town, cross country. They are the best. 316-6196. Book your move now to book up fast. I've used them twice. I'll use them third time if I have to. Blacktop Moving is changing moving in the city of Memphis. Call today. Before we get into Respect Burgers, we got some breaking news, and this is no BS. This is 100% accuracy when I say this. Adam Schefter is reporting that the Cowboys, Dallas Cowboys, and C.D. Lamb have reached an agreement today on a record four-year, $136 million deal that now makes him the second highest-paid non-quarterback in NFL history. It does. So this is the carrot, right? They couldn't get him over the 4-140 that Justin Jefferson got, but they did get him a $38 million signing bonus, which is the largest that has ever been given to a wide receiver. So he did get that. He got the largest signing bonus, second largest contract. It is now done for CeeDee Lamb. So later today, if it already hasn't, $38 million is going to be wired to CeeDee Lamb's bank account.
My God.
I've got $38 in mine, and, you know, we are not the same.
Told you to get done.
Yeah, it did.
You did say that.
It did get done.
I mean, between him and Zach Martin, every player that wants a contract under Jerry should push it because the last two off seasons, those that have held out have gotten what they wanted. So he's setting a pretty bad precedent.
Yeah, I don't really understand why we had to, you know, go through the song and dance. I mean, you were always going to end up where you wound up, which is the second highest paid, whether it was with the Cowboys or somebody else. You know, you just kind of look you look around. I guess it's actually who would be, second highest paid. Yeah, I mean, you have Amon-Ra third, DJ Moore fourth, AJ Brown fifth. I mean, you were always going to be there. So
and Jamar Chase coming.
Yeah, he's coming. Brandon Ayuk is coming. But, yeah, I think the upshot there is Jamar, who's trying to get this deal with Cincinnati, is like, okay, well, I'm better than CeeDee Lamb, you know, or he at least believes he's better than CeeDee Lamb. I think he probably is. I think he probably is a better, but it's close. I mean, so let's say CeeDee got 4-136. Jamar will get 4-137. I mean, it's going to be something like that, right? Yeah, like, it's just, that's how, you know, you negotiate that. So I'm sure the Cincinnati Bengals are not very happy today, would be my guess. Because you could say to Jamar, look, you ain't Justin Jefferson. You don't say it like that.
No, but they know. That's why they won't be able to do bring T back. Or
right,
whatever.
Right.
They know.
Maybe they were trying to get him on more like a, you know what I'm saying, a Mon-Ra deal, you know, and save a little bit.
Not happening.
But you're not. That ain't. Now that you see CD got 4-136, I would imagine he wants to be 4-137.
Yeah, he's going to come in too. It's kind of slotted your place now.
Exactly right. Ayuk, I'd say, is probably like in that A.J. Brown, D.J. Moore range, you know.
Fourth, fifth, sixth.
You want to argue about where he is? I mean,
I'd have him somewhere 5, 6.
I think I might have him closer to to four than you because of his importance to the 49ers specifically. But I understand if they want, I think if you're him, you're fine with five or six.
I have a hard time saying he should have more than A.J. Brown right now.
Yeah.
When you've done it on a balanced offense.
So he's like at three for 92.
I know your
30.
Numbers.
So four would be 4-120, basically. A little more. 4-120 for Brandon Ayuk if you do the 4-year deal, which would put you right at Amon-Ra.
Now we can saddle up and go. My Cowboys in the NFC East.
Yeah. Yep. But no deal for Dak. No
we
deal
don't
for Micah.
Dak be a fool to sign. I don't want Dak to sign him. Mm-hmm. I don't like the way he's talking about it. It's going well. I think he's silly.
But yeah, I mean.
Isn't that bad business? You'd just be saying, I'm so loyal to this organization. I'm
right.
So loyal to this guy who's always, you know, made me wait
right.
on my money. You would just be saying, I just want to be the Dallas Cowboys quarterback for life. And maybe he does. Maybe that's what it's going to end up being. But you'd be a fool not to go on that open market and open up that, you know, 60 million plus that you'd be looking at per year if you get out of there.
Yeah, but
and you know Dallas don't want to pay him that.
Right.
But Pittsburgh or the Raiders might well be ready to. And so at least go balance the offers, right?
Right.
Why, you got all the leverage.
Right.
Why give them anything?
Now, you did.
And they do your boy CD. They made him wait. They made Zach Martin wait.
They did.
That's the way Dallas does business.
I guess they just wanted to get through the preseason because the preseason ended yesterday. The deal got done Monday. So I guess they were just waiting on the official, thing to get over with. Trey Lance.
That's petty.
Trey Lance, I saw this tweet that said, Trey Lance had more rushing and passing yards than anybody in preseason. Yeah, he played every damn game the full length.
He threw for 300 yards that last game. Didn't he play the whole thing? Then he threw the pick at the end, I want to say. They were trying to come
I think
back
he had like
it.
Four picks, two fumbles in that damn game. I mean,
four?
It was something like that, bro. It was something.
I saw the end one where it ended their chances.
I mean, he was bad, bro. He was absolutely awful.
I don't know why they're so eager to move
well,
to that.
They
should have been
I think they wanted to see, like, okay, if we give you all the reps. Sorry, Trey Lance did not have four picks. He had five. I'm dead ass.
How
in
many
one
of those
game?
Came against backup defense?
In one game.
Yeah.
That man had five picks. I mean.
I saw the last one. I did not know he had thrown four other ones.
That is absolutely outrageous. Now, you want to hear like a little bad beat story real quick? So, Chargers-Cowboys was 26-19, right? Mm-hmm. That was the final score on the touchdown that put the Chargers up 26-19. The total for the second half was a game score of 46, right? So it was 16 for the second half because it was 30 at the half. So it was 16. So 46 was the total for the game. So when they score that touchdown to go up 26-19, they kick the extra point. It's good. 27-19, you're at least pushing on 16 second half total, right? Mm-hmm. You can't lose. Well, they go to break, and they come back. And they say, wow, what a sequence. You're thinking the game's 27-19. They say, what a sequence. They say, after the Chargers made the extra point, the Dallas Cowboys were called for a personal foul. So the Chargers elected to wipe off the point and go for two from the half-yard line, which they did not convert. So instead of thinking that you're pushing on the total at the very least, you're now losing the bet.
Oh.
And the second half total ended on 15.
Oh, that's awful.
Now, can you imagine coming back from break thinking that you were at least going to not lose?
Right.
Only to learn that somehow a point has been mysteriously removed. That is a bad beat, Jason, in preseason football. I didn't have it. I know somebody that did. But,
That's rough.
That is a tough one, kids. All right? It really, really is. But CeeDee Lamb is back, and I think he'll help Dak not throw five picks.
Every Monday around this time, I pull out my big green egg. I pat out some burgers like I used to do back at the Memphis Country Club. But I season these a little different than I seasoned those burgers for those rich white folks. I season these with respect and a word full of disrespect. Let's do respect burgers.
Now, it's time for the Jason and John Show Respect Burgers.
R-E-S-E-C-T. Find out what it means to me.
Sizzling Respect Burgers. Served hot and fresh from Jason and John.
Impromptu respect burger for CD for getting that money, for sticking to his guns, holding out, and getting his money. I'm telling you, I don't know why any player on Dallas doesn't do this now after two off seasons. You got Zach Martin held out, got his money, the offensive lineman, who they had to pay. And it was the same situation with CD had said it. Adam Schefter was saying this one's simple. They got to pay, and they're going to pay, and they did. And as John has pointed out, CD right now second highest paid receiver in the league. He'll probably drop down to 3 once Ja'Marr Chase gets done. So respect to CD for sticking to your guns, and he's super important to that Cowboys squad. Now on to the ones we had scripted. Memphis women's soccer. Got to get a respect burger to Brooks Monaghan and the crew. They are off to a 3-0 start now and cementing their top 10 preseason ranking. They got a 2-1 win over Ole Miss last night. Anytime that Memphis can get a win over Ole Miss, we're going to celebrate. Now, that's happening pretty commonly, feels like, around here in soccer. But, yes, we will celebrate the Rebels going down. Memphis gets them 2-1. Looks like AI is the first name. Maybe we should just call her AI. She, a freshman from Japan, broke open the game with a goal in the 51st minute, and she looks like an absolute stud. 7 minutes later, she scored the second one off a beautiful feed from sophomore Ashley Henderson, who, weren't you asking about this preseason,
yes,
John?
Yes, I was.
The former Harding standout,
yeah,
Ashley
Memphis
Henderson.
Native.
Memphis native. She had the beautiful pass there. And we
She's
win 2-1. All Brooks does is knock off what are quote-unquote Power 4 teams. That's 2 in a row now after going up to Laird Beach's Missouri squad and beating them and its old Laird Beach. Next one's going to be Iowa State on Sunday. And like we said, this is a Memphis team coming off back-to-back Sweet 16 appearances. Was picked top 10 in the preseason. And at 3-0 starting the season is only cementing that. Also, just a little bit of a shout-out to that family of Liza Fletcher. That's obviously put Liza Welford Fletcher Sock and Track Stadium will be coming about. And we know, obviously, got a gift from that family. And that stadium is going to be named in her honor, the former Memphis women's soccer player, runner, educator, and everything else, who obviously was murdered here in Memphis. But now her name obviously will hopefully continue to serve as an inspiration and a reminder of the life that she led, the positive life that she was, obviously. But that was good news that we got last week for Memphis women's soccer. And so hopefully they can continue that momentum on the field against Iowa State up next Sunday. All right, moving on. We hadn't talked anything about it, but he's pretty damn amazing, so much so that he's turned my once Dodgers fan turned Cubs fan, now turned back Dodgers fan dad, back into a Dodger. Shohei Ohtani, I don't know if you saw it Friday night.
Respect.
But he entered the prestigious 40-40 club. That's 40 home runs, 40 steals, with a walk-off grand slam. Nobody does it that way.
That's right.
40th homer of the season, stole his 40th base in the fourth inning, and it was a win. He is the most exciting thing in baseball, and this year he's not even pitching. He's just DHing, and he's doing things we've never seen, including to do it this fast, reach the 40-40 club in his 126th game, breaking the previous record of 147 games set by Alfonso, the great Alfonso Soriano, back in 2006. There is nothing this guy can't do. And, again, I can't wait for him again to pitch, because he was one of the best pitchers in the league as well in terms of when he was doing that. Remember, he's recovering from Tommy John surgery and just doing the DH this year. He's incredible and an absolute reason to watch baseball. Between him and Mookie, the Dodgers pretty much get something highlightish or, you know, sports centerish just about every night. But Shohei Ohtani, my gosh, the guy's a phenomenon. And then moving on, and maybe this is something I'll do every Monday now during the high school football season. I don't know if you'll have a standout that stood out as much as this, though. And Brad will like this a lot. Bartlett, their running back, Jaron Johnson, probably pronounced Jaron Johnson. Jaron was special, but spelled the same way.
I got a report on this one.
The former Tiger, he's headed down to Mississippi State, and that's why I mentioned Brad.
Yes, sir.
Bartlett, running back, ran for 335 yards. And 5
Respect.
Touchdowns on 36 carries against MUS.
Yep.
Now, I realize MUS is under new leadership with Bobby Alston having moved on, and obviously going to be a little bit of a transition period for them, but to run for nearly 350 yards on a, you know, private school, well-coached squad like MUS is always going to be super impressive. And Bartlett had been embarrassed last year by a very good MUS team. And so this was payback for Bartlett in this win. But, my gosh, it looked like Mississippi State got them one in terms of Mr. Jaron Johnson, who, again, 335 yards on 36 carries in the win for Bartlett over MUS. Perhaps, you know, big high school standout every week now that we have started up. Saw my Hamilton Wildcats got a big win over BTW. I got a couple Bible study pupils on that team. Certainly rooting for them. Certainly rooting for them Wildcats. You know they call themselves SMU down there.
I did not know that.
Don't hold me to this, but I think it means South Memphis University.
Okay.
You like that?
Yeah, I mean, not really, but
I do. I love it a lot. If that's what it indeed, and again, I am doing a lot of assuming right there. But the old Hamilton Wildcats have been seeing a lot of their stuff. It's got SMU.
Yeah.
And the only thing I can think of is South Memphis University.
That's perhaps a big time call.
Perhaps there is some other abbreviation. Shout out to Hamilton. Again, they get a win over BTW. But the man for Bartlett, Jaron Johnson,
yeah,
are going to be having them cowbells ringing down at Mississippi State next year, it looks like to me.
Yeah, look.
Or next couple years.
Yeah, he's the real deal. That whole Bartlett team, by the way, this isn't a fluke. That team is – it's going to be Houston and Bartlett, I think.
Yeah.
Those are the two monsters.
Houston's loaded, too.
I'm glad you went to high school because that's where my disrespect dog is going. I'll give a disrespect dog out to some kids. I don't give a damn.
No, not nobody that didn't score any points.
Oh, yeah.
Don't.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What, you're the one saying we need to do something for these schools because they've been ravaged.
I'm going
to
do something for them.
This better not be a Shelby County, Memphis school.
Oh, it is. Oh, it is. And if y'all thought y'all were going to get out of this segment unscathed after the performance that y'all put on this Friday, y'all were sadly mistaken. Ridgeway Road Runners, 69-0. 69?
Come on, man. Them some kids.
69-0?
That ain't decent. Don't revel too much.
69-0. Nada. Zilch. 69 points. The folks were up 60-0 at the half.
They took it easy. That happens. Some of these schools don't have anything out there. Ridgeway was a once proud program. Clearly, they've...
I don't know who the coach is at Ridgeway. I don't know who the athletic director is at Ridgeway.
Oh, no, don't do it.
But we're going to have an honest moment.
Come on, man.
We're going to have an honest moment. We're going to have an honest moment.
Bro, these folks don't get anything, man.
No, we're going to have an honest moment.
To be the coaches. They get like a stipend.
Come on, John.
We're going to have an honest moment. Put something in it or do away with it. That's what I would say.
Oh, yeah, we got a Tommy West moment here.
It's painful.
Yeah.
It's too painful. It's painful.
Yeah.
Man, I'm telling you, like, we might have to do a COVID opt-out for the rest of the year. 69-0, bro. Southwind got that much of an advantage. They got
players over there. Now.
They must have taken all the Ridgeways.
I mean, it is a different time. I never saw. Not during my time did I see a Ridgeway team.
Who did it used to be? My man played at Memphis, right?
Will?
No, that was at Wooddale. I always get it confused. But didn't Ridgeway used to, like, they used to have a nice football program,
always.
Right? And now they're just getting beat nicely, 69-0. That's what you call a nice score, Jason. But yeah, look, we give out. You earn.
I don't know about.
No, kids. You earn.
Kids got to eat
respect burgers,
and they need to eat. They don't need to eat disrespect.
But you
dogs.
Also earn disrespect dogs.
Yep.
Because I would say this to my kids: don't come in this house if you lose 69-0. Stay your ass outside. You're sleeping outside tonight. 69-0. Y'all couldn't even get a field goal on the board, man. Y'all couldn't even get... I mean, that seems hard to do. It seems impossible, actually. I mean, Southwind could have beat the folks 128-0.
We need to uplift the city a little here. John, I will say, Jason pointed it out. Southwind, pretty good. Looks like Mace at 1A.
Southwind should have gotten a respect burger. I mean, that's why I'm really upset about it, because 69-0 apparently just doesn't register for you.
Well, man, I didn't give a respect burger to Hamilton and 40-0.
They didn't win 69-0.
I just shouted them out.
That's crazy. Southwind out here is a bully, apparently, man. Y'all bullying these folks.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I'm not. I can't.
Why y'all act like these are like elementary school kids?
Because Ridgeway can't give in an NIL. They got, keeping talent.
Neither can Southwind.
Everybody understands.
It ain't like
Southwind, they clearly out there, bro. They're going out there.
I think they're out in the streets, John.
If this was like, Christian Brothers or MUS, I would say, all right. I got Olive Branch. I'd say, all right, I'll give you that. I'll give you that this is probably not fair.
No, and I like, if that's still my man, Deron Sutton, man, I'm a Deron Sutton fan.
Is that who it is, Deron?
If it is, and Deron's had many a good team, so yeah. I guarantee you there are reasons why he's out there. If it's still Deron, and because I know Deron's a great coach. I know he's a great coach.
I mean,
perhaps he's moved on, and that's part of the issue. They haven't had anybody transfer in, and They're just way down on talent.
According to Max Preps, it is.
Yeah, that's why. Deron Sutton is a good dude, man.
They were 0-10 last year.
It's been tough times. So a lot of these programs since COVID.
Well, look, let's change it, man. You know what I'm saying? We can't be out here getting beat 69-9.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't know how we can change it when there's better opportunities at county schools and the MUS are right across the street. That's probably dipping in its nose to see if you got any talent. Look, hey, we'll take it over here.
Look, we ain't got to get the world's smallest violin out for this. It's 69-0.
I think this is defendable. It's tough. That is a tough gig.
Nah, man. 69-0 is not defendable. That's not defendable. 39-0, 42-4, or 42-3, you know, okay. 69-0, we got to go back to the drawing board. So allow this to be the motivation. I'll take the Ridgeway Roadrunners against the spread next week. Who they got?
I have no idea.
I've got the schedule in front of me here.
Overton. They're at Overton.
Yeah, they're at Overton, and Overton's pretty decent.
Are they good?
I think.
Because y'all tell me all the time, these MFC schools suck.
No.
So, I mean,
They lost by one to Arlington.
Oh, man, this is going to be a 67.5-point spread.
Yeah, they're decent.
Oh, my God, I might have to lay it. We got a tough schedule.
Bro, it doesn't get any easier for Ridgeway. They got Brighton, Briarcrest, and they're going to be pissed because they got hammered.
Now, are these bye games? They get paid for these?
I probably.
Because that would be the only,
MUS in the mix. Millington Central.
My God, man. I mean, hopefully they do get some stipends or something out of these games.
But next to nothing.
What's Kirby got? Maybe they can get Kirby there at the end of October.
Now, Bartlett beat MUS?
No, Kirby hammered.
Is that what you told me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Punished them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Bartlett is the pride of the city.
I'm going to be honest.
It should go more.
MUS should be getting a disrespect dog today as well.
That's fair.
I mean, I can give out multiple.
But yeah, Bartlett is legit. They're tough.
I understand that.
And they're loaded up.
But MUS is never supposed to lose to a city school.
It used to be, bro.
Bartlett ain't just a city school anymore. They're a municipality.
That's exactly
school
right.
Got resources.
It's county.
There. That's where they're all transferred. That's where Braylon's going basketball.
I can't keep up with who has resources and who doesn't because, I mean,
it's. Counties do, privates do.
Yep.
Right.
Inside the MFC schools and, you know, some of those Shelby counties that are now MFC schools.
Right. But Southwind is a city, right?
Southwind is a Memphis Shelby County school, yes.
Okay, right.
They're all one now.
So that they don't have resources.
Right. But you got to figure that somebody in the city is getting all the talent. That usually happens, you know what I'm saying? East back in the day with a penny. Maybe they're the...
Yeah.
Right.
How's Whitehaven doing?
Southwind.
What's up? Are they...
I think they won their first game.
Yeah, I
saw that.
But is it different for them, too?
Well, they haven't won a state championship in a while. But but Whitehaven's going to continue to produce talent.
Yeah. How about it, man? Bartlett out here beating MUS. That's crazy.
Bartlett, man, with that new stadium out there on a Friday night, everything they got with that money now and it's rebuilt. Dude, it's like a...
Yep.
You know, like being in a small Tennessee town somewhere else, way outside of Memphis. They got... And it's quite a scene, too.
They had so many people this week, we couldn't get a good Wi-Fi signal for our Comrex, so we had to call the game on the telephone.
That's awesome.
Wow. Too many people lighting up cell phones, and so, their Wi-Fi, we had a phone broadcast.
Was it Jeffrey?
Jeffrey on 790.
Jeffrey, man.
Made it happen, a boss.
Jeffrey at 2 o'clock is going to explain and defend his team, though. He will answer.
Well, again, new coach, Chubb's taking over for Austin, who was there for... This is the first time I think I heard Varla say since the 50s that neither Jake Rudolph or Bobby Alston's on that coaching staff. That's just two men. It's like the Steelers, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so, but I feel you, though, on the whole, your resources.
Hey, come on, bro.
That said, Bartlett got some resources. Yeah. This ain't like you took it to a city school team that ain't got nothing.
Let me defend MUS.
They got dudes going to Mississippi State, bro. They're loaded over there.
MUS, that's a decent loss for them, and I know it didn't look close.
That's a good Bartlett
team. I'm telling you, Bartlett, scary good. They got receivers that have transferred in. They got this back who's Mississippi State. They got a D1 quarterback, defense. I mean, they're outrageous.
Well, good for Bartlett, man. Good for Bartlett.
Houston also. So that's going to be the clash of the Titans right there now.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Look, I want to say, Ridgeway, I am sorry, about what I said. There is valor in losing 69-0.
Nobody said that.
There is honor.
No, we didn't want to go that far.
But Southwind's got all the players out there right now.
But don't tell me y'all tried y'all's best. Don't tell me.
And
that.
We don't know. Deron might have been playing all freshman, trying to get ready for next year because he's probably, you know, been ravaged in terms of players moving.
Damn.
It's hard these days, bro.
Damn.
But you're going to let him know, ain't you?
Well,
you're going to hold him accountable.
Man, 69 to nothing.
Deron, I love you.
I saw that game. I'm like, oh, my God.
And I know that wasn't fun.
Oh, my God.
And I didn't know John was going to come in here and clown you.
I mean, look, it ain't nothing personal. But
These are kids.
When I see a score, it seems like it was kids for Ridgeway and it was men for Southwind. That's what it feels like, that it was a bunch of damn Memphis showboats out there trucking all the road runners.
Now, Ridgeway beat the showboats.
Now, I will say this. Week two, y'all better be on y'all's P's and Q's because y'all know I'm coming now. I'm watching scoreboards.
Well, you did go after Jesus Patino in White Station basketball.
Yeah, remember the Jesus rant? That was fun.
I'm watching scoreboards, which is y'all's worst nightmare because it's accountability time every Monday at 1 o'clock. I might give out a disrespect dog every week for a Memphis area high school team. Now, how y'all like that?
It reminds me of reporters trying to avoid poll attacks. You don't want to be on this disrespect dog train.
Because I'm going to tell you what's going on. For far too long, it's just been go along to get along, and you just hope that nobody notices. But now I'm noticing. I'm locked into Varla's every Friday night now because I'm going to have me a candidate. Just because y'all said something, every Monday a Memphis area high school team is getting a disrespect glizzy. With details. With details. Score, time, everything. Now, we can give out. We can celebrate, too. We can do that if you want. But now we've created the tradition, the wall of shame for high school, for Memphis high school football. And basketball, be on alert, too, because there's a lot of that to go around as well. As y'all know, I've been on that, too. We don't keep our players. So I'm on it now. It's my mission. It's my mission, man. We shall see. Jason Fitz is going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about the NFL and more. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
The Mitsubishi.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Final days of summer sales event is going strong at Gossett Mitsubishi on the Pike. So come get bang for your buck with 420 total range and 64 combined MPGE in 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander PHEV. We Gossett, $34,770 or $299.98 a month. And check out 2024 Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross. We Gossett at $27,245 or $349 a month. Plus, you'll never go wrong with Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Get to Gossett Mitsubishi today at 1870 Covington Pike and 24/7 at MemphisMitsubishi.com. That's Gossett Mitsubishi on the Pike.
If you want it, we Gossett at Gossett Motor Cars.
PHEV RZ035-297 MSRP 47,470, 36-month, 30,000-mile lease, 4453 due at signing, 1,095 acquisition fee, 25 cents per mile excess wear and tear. Eclipse RZ065-450 MSRP 28,745, includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through end of the month. Dealer stock.
The Wing Guru, serving up 21 flavors of lip smacking goodness. Whole wings, party wings, boneless wings, and more. Served just the way you like them and smothered in our award-winning sauces. Order online and pick up in the stores or stop in and stay a while. The Wing Guru.
We're in the break room at a traditional jewelry store here.
Hey, Mark, I know it's our job here to try and sell every piece of jewelry, but don't sell this ring. I'm going to try to use my employee discount to buy it for my wife.
Okay, but you know you can get a better deal at Genesis Diamonds.
Genesis Diamonds? Are you crazy?
Better not let the boss hear you. All I'm saying is I got a pair of diamond stud earrings there for my wife and paid a lot less than what we charge here, even after my employee discount.
Wow, really?
You never know who you'll see shopping at Genesis Diamonds. With no middleman pricing on the best selection of diamond rings, earrings, pendants, bands, and bracelets, it's a no-brainer.
I admire your dedication to our jewelry store and not going to Genesis. I know the boss really appreciates your loyalty.
It's just the right thing to do, man.
And it's nice your wife won't mind getting a smaller diamond.
On second thought, can you cover me while I take a break?
Genesis Diamonds, the smart alternative to old-fashioned jewelry shopping. With more selection, lower prices, higher quality, stronger warranties, and zero pressure. At Poplar and Perkins Extended.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-700-6898. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-700-6898. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-700-6898. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-700-6898. 800-700-6898 or BigLou.com.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios. Let Leaders Credit Union champion your financial story at leaderscu.com/ESPN. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Jason Fitz is a football host on Yahoo Sports. Catch him on Fox Sports Radio on the weekends. He's got some brand new music that's coming soon. He joins us every Monday. He joins us now. Fitz, what's up, brother?
Hey, guys. I got a new show coming out. I don't know if I'm supposed to tell everybody yet, but new show with Yahoo called the College Football Power Hour. So starts this week. Me, Caroline Fenton, and Adam Bredeman will go over all the games every Tuesday, every Saturday. There'll be Tuesday sort of a general episode. Saturday nights we'll tape at the end of the evening. We'll give you immediate, instant live reaction to all the chaos of college football. So it feels good to be back in the, not just like little quick videos, but in the actual creation of a show. So the College Football Power Hour on Yahoo Sports starts this week. So
perfect.
Super pumped for that.
Perfect, man. No, good to see. And I assume, I can only assume that Florida State will be among the most discussed topics on this show on Tuesday. Go down to Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech's first top 10 win since 2015. What does this mean for Florida State and Mike Norvell?
The funny thing is the answer to that is nothing. And this is what, like, everybody needs to come to grips with right now. The ACC this year is going to be garbage. I don't think there's any team in the ACC that's going to be very good. And the fact is, the winner of the ACC is not only guaranteed a playoff spot, but guaranteed a top four seed, home field for the first round, and a first round bye. So if you're Florida State, all you got to do is survive the rest of the year. Like, you look, I wouldn't be surprised to see a 3 or 4 loss team from a junk ACC sitting there as the number four seed. And what's going to be stunning to everybody is that this is in the same world where we're going to have, what, you know, Oregon over here or Ohio State over here trying to figure out how to make it as an at-large. You're going to have a ton of teams in the SEC, a ton of teams in the Big Ten. Like, a quality football team will be left out of the college football playoff. And Mike Norvell is only going to be judged on one thing. Did he get in? And all he has to do is win a crappy ACC to do that. Like, I think we're going to find out this weekend that Clemson's trash also. Like, they're going to get absolutely rolled by Georgia. And so all of a sudden, we're just going to have this eye-opening moment where we realize the ACC doesn't really belong in the college football playoff.
What about Miami, Fitzy? Everybody's been telling me this is the year for Mario finally.
Yeah, but I mean, come on. Like, that's like, if we took a shot every time we said Miami was going to have that year or Texas is back, we'd be out of control, right? Like, Miami's got speed. They got a lot of speed. They got guys that can fly to the football. There are good things about Miami. They are nowhere near as talented, which is stunning to say for a team that has the bankroll that they have, as teams like Texas, as teams like Georgia. I mean, can they separate in the ACC? Maybe, but, like, also, not for nothing. Remember when Florida State-Miami was a game we paid attention to? This year we're not going to. Like, that just speaks to how far down those programs have fallen.
Yeah, no, it's interesting that we do almost have to retrain a little bit. Because I'm, like, listening to you say that, I'm like, damn. Typically we would reserve, you know, oh, here we go. We're going to lose our minds. We're going to be outraged. Like, this season is done, and it's, like, just not. And that doesn't necessarily even have to only apply to Florida State. It's going to apply to other teams as well that are going to inevitably, you know, fall flat on their faces in week one.
Here's the thing that's going to shock people, though. Let's say, and the schedule game this year is important in college football. In fact, I would implore people to go look at Texas's schedule and look at Oklahoma's schedule, because all things were not created equal. So when we sit here and say Texas adjusted to the SEC way faster than Oklahoma did, all right, well, look at Oklahoma's schedule. Like, compare the two. But also, while you're playing the schedule game, look at Iowa's schedule. Iowa's not a great football team. Nobody, like, I can't believe I'm sitting here mentioning Iowa. But there's a real path where Iowa plays only – they played like mid-level cupcakes. So you could have an easy spot where a mid-level team in Iowa, a Wisconsin, a Nebraska, somebody surprises the world, and somehow, because their schedule is easier, they find themselves as the number two seed in the Big Ten championship game, and they pull off the upset of a century. They beat an Ohio State or an Oregon. All of a sudden, remember – that means that Iowa team that we clearly know isn't as good is headed to the college football playoff. Like, we're used to the term bid thieves during NCAA tournament time. That's going to be very real when it comes conference championship weekend. If a mid-level team that doesn't really belong, turns around and pulls off the upset, it will create chaos, and it will leave a great team out of the college football playoff. Like, that's our new reality. That's why it's going to be the most unprecedented, strange, chaotic year we've ever seen in college football.
Well, and we want to know here, Fitzy, because obviously we're excited about the chance that Memphis has to make the college football playoff as the Group of Five representative. We want to know what the committee's going to do with an undefeated Liberty if you get that for a second straight year. Did you learn a lesson from last year? You know, most lopsided Fiesta Bowl in history in terms of what Oregon did to them? Or are you going to reward them again for going undefeated, yet they don't schedule a Power Four? Here's the way I'll frame the question. Will they take a two-loss Boise State that's lost to Oregon and maybe won in conference, or a two-loss Memphis that's they've won their conference championships, but Memphis lost to Florida State and it lost one in conference, will they take that over an undefeated Liberty?
Two gets tough. One, yes.
That's what I thought. Twos get tough. That's what scares
me. And that's the line. But you're right about that. And look, I talked to a couple of people that know the committee and have covered the committee, and the Liberty conversation is real. The committee got a lot of egg on their face last year for the way that went down, right?
Yep.
And now, all of a sudden, to know that Liberty didn't change anything?
Nothing.
I think we have to understand that if you're the committee, you're sitting there saying, man, fool me once, but fool me twice, no, that's not going to happen. Liberty could have fixed this, and that's the one thing that I think we have to remember. You can, we learned this during COVID, you can schedule with almost no notice and get yourself in that situation.
Yep.
They just chose not to. So I think Liberty will be punished even if they go undefeated. The question is, what do you do with a two-loss? If it's a one-loss Memphis, they go in. And by the way, we did a little preview the other day for our show, and when I was asked for my Group of Five rep, I picked Memphis. I think Memphis has a real shot at the college football playoff this year. But surprising to me, one of my co-hosts also picked Memphis. So, like, there is more national love for Memphis than I think you guys may realize. Everybody's got all eyes on them. And, look, Florida State loses, in a game that they should have won, my first thought was, what's that do to that Memphis game?
Yeah.
Right? Like, you do have to look around and say, okay, that was an inexcusable loss by a Florida State team that's offense. The play calling was horrid. How many shots are we going to give DJ Uiagalelei before we stop that madness? Like, it just, everything about that just made me think, man, Memphis needs Florida State to at least tread water.
Yep.
Because I think Memphis can win that game based on the way they played before. But they got to keep that game close. If they keep that game close, I think Memphis goes to the college football
play. Yeah, I mean, I think that's the...
With you know, one loss, you're saying.
Yes.
Right? Because right, I'm with you.
And I think
gotta run the table in the AC.
Right. I mean, I think, you know, if that was not Florida State and that was like... you know what I'm saying? I mean, pick a school, whether like whatever, pick a bad team, you know, like a Nevada or something, you know, like, in you know, and you win that game, you know, you could still probably lose one game in the AAC and still go. Whereas
yep.
that, like I said this today, the potential, the downside risk of the blemish, of the probable blemish by playing Florida State at their place, it outweighs the upside, which now it's like, even if you win the game, it's like everybody's just going to say that Florida State sucks,
right?
So
you're not wrong.
You get nothing out of it, honestly. Like, I mean, you get that little moment, but again, they're going to be out of the top 25. It's not going to be like some watershed moment for your program.
It won't be what Oregon is to Boise State in that opportunity.
Yeah.
To your point.
Yeah. So it's like, if I'm a school like Memphis, I know that you want to get these games, but I think, like, what is best for your viability is that you no longer try to schedule these games.
I don't think you're wrong. And, look, we'll find out quick. I mean, that's one thing I do love about it this year. We're going to find out what the committee actually thinks about scheduling in an expanded playoff. But, man, it is a risk that, you know, whatever you talk about, because everybody talks about money, well, how much money is going to be earned from a playoff berth, right? Like, so... Even the cash, you have to wonder. But the other side of it is, let's also acknowledge that what did we learn over the course of the weekend? Like, SMU is supposed to be really good. It took 16 fourth quarter points.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just absolute what effort, you know, in the fourth quarter to get a win. And SMU has been a sexy pick for a lot of people to go to the college football playoff. Like, I think one thing we have to acknowledge is that there's no preseason. I know we all talk about practice, and that's fine, but man, it just, I watched Saturday thinking every one of those weird games I was watching, I kept thinking, boy, it would look a lot cleaner if they'd at least had one preseason game to work some yep. of these things out. And the argument used to always be, we can't do that to the kids, it's too many games. Okay, well, now, I mean, there's a real shot that there's going to be somebody playing in a conference championship also playing as many as four playoff games. So let's stop talking about the number of games like they matter. They're going to play an NFL schedule now. So I kind of wish, for the sake of Memphis having a little wiggle room, I wonder if a preseason game would have made Florida State look different, which yeah. would then keep them undefeated, which would then change the whole tenor. Because you're right. Now there's nothing but downside in that matchup.
I will say, if I'm reading this correctly, Group of Five schools get about $2 million per institution in the new college football playoff model. So if Memphis gets in, they get $2 million for that appearance. Florida State is paying 1.3. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's not, you know, it's basically the same thing.
A million from Arkansas?
Yeah. I mean, it is basically the same thing. If you make the playoff, you know, you're still getting $1.3 million versus $2 million. So at least the financial piece isn't that different, which is something.
You also control the controllables. Like, I think one thing we have to remember about the college football playoff is that a committee will still decide who the highest-ranked Group of Five team is.
Right.
And if you're Memphis, what you don't want to do is take a chance that you run the table, and then for whatever reason, somebody in the committee decides that being an undefeated Florida State doesn't kiss you in the 14 playoff. Like, you don't want to be the undefeated Memphis that misses out on that $2 million payday and missed out on the 1.3 that you would get from Florida State. Like, that's crippling for programs that are going to have to figure out how to compete in an NIL world with the second class of all of these athletes.
Switch over to NFL real quick, Fitzy. How would you handicap the AFC South based on what we've seen in the preseason? Jacksonville going to give Houston a run? Can they get two playoff teams? Just how do you see it 1-4?
I don't think they can get two playoff teams. I don't think Jacksonville gives a run. Look, there's something wrong with where we are with Trevor Lawrence. And we shouldn't be here, but we are here. So until I see it with Doug Peterson and Trevor Lawrence together, I don't buy it. The one thing I do buy, I know it's very limited, but, man, Anthony Richardson, Shane Steichen, I keep saying, like, what do we know about Anthony Richardson? Nothing. No. But every time he plays, it just looks electric, right? So I'm not sleeping on the Colts at all. You know, I think the Colts deserve a lot of respect. And also in the preseason, I think the Titans showed themselves pretty well. So what you have are a group of teams that are going to be a pain in the rear end. Honestly, I think the Colts are going to be a tough out. The Titans are going to be a tough out. I think the Jags are going to be a tough out. But I think Houston still wins the division. And the rest of the division is sitting around 8 wins and sitting there lamenting the fact that 1 game, 2 plays, 3 plays are the difference between going to the playoffs and waiting for next year. If Will Levis plays at all where the team seems to think he can in the first half of this season, look out, though. The hype train will come for the Titans.
Yeah. Hey, Fitz, man, this is great stuff as always.
Love having you, brother.
We'll be watching tomorrow, Tuesday, Yahoo Sports, college football. Appreciate your time as always, man. Thank you.
Appreciate you, boys. Have a great week.
Yes, sir. He is Jason Fitz, host for Yahoo Sports and Fox Sports Radio. Good stuff there from him. Yeah, look, I mean, it is a one, if you get both, you get $3.3 million.
Come on, man. We need the money.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, I mean,
come on. What are the chances every year you're going to have a chance at that's
true.
$2 million that you get for
right.
the college football?
No, I mean that makes it worth.
Arkansas is giving you a million.
So right? 1.3 from Florida State, $1 million from Arkansas. I mean,
come on, bro.
That you know. I mean, it is that,
and it's something you can circle on your schedule. And yeah,
I would have thought the college football playoff would be a little more. I ain't gonna lie to you, but you only get 9% of the earnings,
and hopefully the committee will let Liberty and anybody like them know this year that we're not going to reward you for not scheduling P4s.
Right.
Like we talk about strength of schedule, and that's how we slice and dice the rest of these seeds. It better not, you know, for a second straight year, you give
right.
them, again, don't be a two-loss Memphis team that gives them the committee the chance to pick 0 over 2.
Yeah.
But one loss, you should be in over there.
Big Ten members get $21 million a year from the college football playoff. SEC, $21 million. ACC, $13 million.
Well, we ain't
Big 12, $12 million. Notre Dame, around $12 million. You get $2 million.
No, I'll take it.
I mean, I'll take it, but damn, bro. $2 million to $21 million.
Dude, they've made it as fair as they were going to, leaving you a spot to make it.
Man. Yeah, tough deal. All right, we'll come back, wrap this up on a Monday. Jason and John, 90s, Turn FM, ESPN. Hey.
Shoot 360 is where you're going to get better at the game of basketball. Brand new 50,000 square foot facility in Cordova. Collierville location still open as well. But Cordova is where you're going to find those NBA courts, those high school courts. So you can also get some pickup in. Make sure your shot is where you need it to be. You're going to love it. Your hooper in your house is going to love it. Shoot 360, used by pros, invested in by pros, right here in Memphis. Get out there today.
Yep, so CJ and I were there last Thursday. Place unbelievable. We're at the new building in Cordova, 1375 Big Orange Road. It felt like all of the Memphis basketball community was there in terms of ballers. Saw my man Braylon Williams over there, Fred Smith Jr. as well. Mo Miller's son, Mo Jr., they're all out there. I tried to throw Chris into the fire. Well, that's where it's happening at. And, of course, they've got all the shooting bays, everything you need, in addition to the NBA regulation-size courts, 2 of those, and they got 3 high school-size courts in there. So the place is absolutely huge. There are, like, a couple other courts in a room I didn't even go in. That's how big it is, and they've got all the technology that you need, everything the NBA players are using. Thaddeus Young's got quite the investment here. He knows this is the wave of the future, so get on over there. And if you are closer to the Collierville location, 85 Markerson Drive, newly renovated, by the way, you can continue to use that one on your membership. Your membership's going to work at both. Call up. Get on that membership train today, 779-3176. Again, 779-3176. The future of basketball train's here. It's at Shoot 360 Memphis.
We're back, Jason and John, 90s Turn FM, ESPN. Thanks to Jason Fitz for joining us on the show. By the way, I saw this. We're talking about Deion Sanders earlier this show. Dabo at Clemson is not taking calls anymore on his call-in show. So he's cut that out. Remember, he used to have the Tyler from Spartanburg
it's
guy.
It's not open lines like Vol call now? You cannot call
yeah,
him?
So,
that is such horse crap.
Yeah, they...
What a wuss.
They could be going away from live calls.
What a wuss. Like, buck up, bro.
In a place like that where it's like, you know, Clemson football is the place.
What a wuss.
You know,
you
got to have that. You got to have that connection. You know what I mean? So to not have it anymore is unfortunate.
That is thin skin. That is evidence.
Mister. I'm going to prove to college football you don't need to use the transfer portal.
Exactly.
Like, stop.
Won't even take calls anymore from fans. Unreal. You hate to see it. It's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Jason Fitz for joining us on the show. Jeffrey and Company up next. It's Kevin Cerrito in this week. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.